As the summer heat continues in the Mount Washington Valley, so does the concern for our four-legged friends. As residents and visitors to the valley take advantage of the warm weather, many of us bring our dogs with us. Though bringing pets on our adventures can add to the fun, it has also given rise to calls to local authorities, social media misinformation, and in some cases the loss of our canine friends. Being a dog lover myself, I wanted to help separate fact from fiction so that pets and their owners could enjoy the rest of the summer safely. My first question for the experts, and probably the most obvious one, was why is it dangerous to leave your dog in the car on a hot day? Brian Ahern, owner of 4-Year Paws Only, gave his opinion on the subject.
They can't release the body heat like we can. We can sit in a hot car and sweat and release the heat. Dogs cannot. Cars heat up amazingly fast. Try it someday. Sit in your car and see how fast it gets hot. And there's nothing the dog can do about it. They can't open the door and get out. They can't roll down the window. They can't turn the AC on.
For a more scientific perspective, I spoke with Dr. Rachel Clyden from North Country Animal Hospital, who talked about how rapidly the inside of a car can heat up.
At certain temperatures, cracking the window makes no difference. The temperature inside your vehicle can rise almost 20 degrees Fahrenheit in just 10 minutes. In 20 minutes, it can rise almost 30 degrees. And the longer you wait, the higher it goes. At 60 minutes, the temperature in your vehicle can be more than 40 degrees higher than the outside temperature. Even on a 70-degree day, that's 110 degrees inside your vehicle.
Dr. Amanda Flagg, also from North Country Animal Hospital, said that dogs struggle in cars more than an adult human would because they don't sweat the way we do.
Other than a small amount through their paw pads, dogs can't sweat, so their only options are panting and drooling. Once they start doing that, their blood vessels will start dilating as well. Once the body reaches 109 degrees, irreversible brain damage occurs, seizures, coma, and even death.
Then the question becomes, how hot is too hot outside for your dog?
I'd say about 70 degrees Fahrenheit is when you need to consider leaving your dog at home if you're just out to run errands. At that point in time is when you can really start to see the temperature inside the vehicle start to elevate really quickly.
Dr. Clyden added that people with particular dog breeds should pay extra attention to their pet because they are especially susceptible to heat.
There are breeds known as brachycephalic breeds like boxers, bulldogs, and pugs. Those dogs have a harder time dealing with heat. Other dogs that are at an increased risk are those with heart disease, those with respiratory problems, or older patients with other health issues.
Now, you and I would never leave our four-legged pals in a vehicle on a hot day, but unfortunately, it does happen. I asked Lieutenant Walker from the Conway Police if they see a lot of calls in the valley about dogs in hot vehicles.
It's becoming more prevalent year-round. We're seeing more calls even in the wintertime, whether it's for warmer weather days in the winter or super cold days. It's obviously most prevalent in the summertime because of the increased temperatures.
The lieutenant said that calls for kids in cars, however, is a different story.
Usually what has happened in the past is it's been a baby in a vehicle that the owner has locked the keys in the car. Those are pretty rare, though.
Brian from 4-Year Paws Only said that he has concerned citizens come up to him about the subject quite frequently.
We deal with it all the time. Just happened to be the other day I left Hannaford and a regular customer flagged me down. First thing I do is put my hand on the car and check the temperature of the car. This car was okay. Hadn't been there more than a couple minutes. And then the people were out 2 minutes later. And it wasn't that hot of a day.
So the question is, what do you do if you are concerned for a child or animal in a hot vehicle? To answer that question, I turn to Lieutenant Walker.
Contact with law enforcement. It's best to let the law enforcement professionals handle it. We have a lot of resources and tools that are available to us and are more adequately trained in how to deal with these situations.
Recently, all over social media, there have been viral posts telling people that if they take a picture of the dog and screen capture the temperature on their phone, they are legally protected to break the window to help the dog. I asked Lieutenant Walker if there is any legal basis to that.
The only authorized people that can intervene in a situation like that is a law enforcement officer or an agent that's licensed through a humane organization. Civilians are not permitted by law to break into a vehicle. However, having said that, we don't have any issues with people calling if they see this. Taking a picture of the vehicle is evidence that we could use later on, but taking any other action other than being a good witness is not permitted by law. We have to be very careful of that.
The lieutenant said you could face some pretty steep charges, too, if you do break a window.
You would be subject to, depending on the amount of damage that you do, either a felony conviction or a misdemeanor conviction.
So you can't break a window legally, but what about just letting the animal out of the vehicle if it is unlocked? Lieutenant Walker said even doing that could result in charges against you.
Again, they're not permitted to do that by law, but if they're letting a dog out, you know, and they're not doing any damage, we wouldn't charge someone with doing damage, but it could come down to more disorderly conduct or something like that. Again, you're better off making contact with law enforcement.
And if you are someone who accidentally forgets your pet in a vehicle on a hot day, well, you could not only lose your animal, but face some much more serious charges.
If someone was to do this, they'd be subject for a first offense, Class A misdemeanor, which is up to a year in jail and up to a $2,000 fine. For a second offense, it only gets worse. It's a Class B felony, 1.5 to 7 years in prison and up to $4,000 fine. So it is pretty serious, and the Conway Police Department and legislators take serious issues with this.
Lieutenant Walker said that though they appreciate concerned citizens calling about animals being left in a hot vehicle, he added that sometimes people are a little too quick to call.
What one person believes is a dog in stress is not to another person. So I think you have to kind of take the totality of the circumstances, the weather conditions, the day, how much ventilation is in there, and whether or not there's any water.
In order to better understand how exactly to tell if a dog is in distress while in a vehicle, I went back to my friends from North Country Animal Hospital.
So if the panting that they're doing inside the car seems really strained and it seems like you can see in their face that they're really stressed, it's not just a normal amount of panting, or if they're pacing in the car and trying to claw at the sides of the doors like they're trying to get out, that would be that they're stressed.
I asked Dr. Flagg that if you do have to take your pooch out for an adventure and leave them in the vehicle momentarily, how can you be sure they're safe?
The very safest thing to do would be to actually not take your dog with you, but if that's not at all possible, then some of the ways that you can ensure their safety would be to try to park in the shade in an area that you know in the course of the time you're gone will still be in the shade when you come back. And I would only do that if it's under 70 degrees out. You could also try putting the window down partially and putting a barrier so you can make sure the dog isn't able to get out of the car. And if it's safe for you, you could also leave the car running with the AC on if you can ensure that that's safe with your particular dog. You can also add a bowl of water and leave it on the floor of the car so they still have access to water.
Brian from For Your Paws Only said that they do carry cooling products, but for the most part, they aren't made to keep pets cool while in a vehicle.
Keeping them cool, I mean, they make chilling mats and they make cooling bandanas, and these are all things that are going to help keep your dog cool. But there are also products that are made for being out of the car, away from the vehicle, out and about, in your backyard, on your deck, a cooling mat. You know, you don't have AC in your house, a cooling mat. A cooling bandana is a bandana. Basically, it's made of a gel. They freeze it, they put it on, they wear it until it thaws out. It's not going to help in the car. It'll help keep your dog cool out and about and moving around, but not in the car. There is no really respite.
Something we hopefully never have to deal with is our pet overheating. But if you ever find yourself in that unfortunate situation, there are some things you can do to help.
So the first thing to try to do would be to immerse them in like a cool tub. You don't want to do anything extreme like ice water. This can actually cause the blood vessels to constrict and actually is going to make the problem a lot worse and cause a lot bigger of an emergency. You can also place a fan in front of your dog, and that helps to slowly cool them down. If it seems like those measures aren't enough and your dog seems like he's in distress, you likely need to bring them to the closest veterinary hospital to you.
The doctors from North Country Animal Hospital had some last thoughts they wanted to share with pet owners.
So I think remembering that the pavement is also hot. It doesn't come down to just being in the car. I think people taking their dogs on walks on the pavement when it's upwards of 90 degrees, you need to put your hand down on the pavement, and if it's too hot for you to touch, then it's too hot for your dog to be walking on.
I also think people need to think carefully about taking their dogs on long hikes or even any hikes when it's hot outside. They can overheat in the same ways they overheat in a car. I have unfortunately seen several dogs not make it.
The moral of the story is that if you want to keep your dog safe this summer and you know there may be a chance you'll have to leave them in the car on a hot day, all the experts agree.
My recommendation is if it is hot and humid outside, leave your dog at home where they're safe.
Leave them at home or take them with you when you stop. The valley's pretty dog friendly, so take your dog out of the car.
It's not fair to an animal to subject them to that type of temperature extremes.
I'm Christian Mower, WMWV News.